just appointed SUNY Chancellor Jim Malotris toured the SUNY New Paltz campus Sunday, the day before classes began. While there, he announced the launch of a statewide grant and internship program to accelerate personal protective equipment, or PPE, production across SUNY. SUNY New Paltz President Donald Christian accompanied Malotris, and I spoke with him about the tour and initiative.
We toured the Hudson Valley Advanced Manufacturing Center, which has kind of taken the lead in manufacturing upwards of 30,000 face shields, sharing the design and working with a variety of other organizations and campuses to produce PPE for healthcare workers, first responders, and others. And we're really proud of that contribution of the Hudson Valley Advanced Manufacturing Center. We have also been producing, I think now, upwards of a few more than 100 plastic shields for use in campus offices where we need that additional protection for workers and employees. So the Hudson Valley Advanced Manufacturing Center, home of our 3D printing initiative, as you probably know, has been a wonderful asset for the community, and we've worked now with literally hundreds of businesses and companies in prototyping, design, small run manufacturing, and that focus on serving the community and business needs has been blended with and integrated with our educational mission. So we have students engaged in a lot of that design and manufacturing and prototyping work. And so I was really pleased when I heard Dr. Malotra's proposal to invest in PPE design and manufacture, in doing so at the interface of both the service role and an educational role involving students and student interns in that work. So it fits right in line, what he's proposing fits right in line with the educational philosophy that we've been operating on in engineering, Hudson Valley Advanced Manufacturing Center, and a number of our other programs.
Malotris announced that SUNY is providing $100,000 in initial seed money to launch the SUNY Prepare Innovation and Internship Program, with the goal of raising more money to assist faculty and students working with innovative technology to produce PPE. Under the program, grants will be made available to faculty to develop new technologies to improve design and production of PPE. Proposals must also have a student internship or research component. Across the Hudson River, private Poughkeepsie-based Marist College suspended 15 students for violating COVID-19 prevention guidelines at an off-campus party last week. In a letter to students, Marist President Dennis Murray warned that students may be required to complete the semester online if the trend continues. SUNY New Paltz's Christian says without knowing the specifics, he's not prepared to say whether he would have taken the same action.
I will say that there's a big topic of conversation across the country among higher education leaders about the right kind of responses, of whether forceful punitive action has the desired goal versus continued education, good modeling. I mean, one of the things that we've reinforced for employees is that if we all practice the best behaviors, we're modeling for our students what our expectations are for them. So, you know, it's a matter of kind of a stick versus carrot approach to that. And, you know, obviously if we have egregious violations, we'll pursue them probably through our judicial processes, but we're also trying to use positive social norming and positive standards for behavioral expectations.
It sounds to me that if something similar were to have occurred, you would just have to look at all the circumstances of the actual case rather than make a blanket statement to say what you would and would not do.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
I think that's fair to say, including assessing the risk that was involved.
In addition to the grant and internship announcement, Malotris toured the New Paltz campus Sunday to see the reopening plan in action. Christian says a successful fall semester will require students and employees to follow the Protect New Paltz pledge and adopt a we, not me approach. Christian discusses what actions might be taken if a student is found to flout the rules.
Well, again, it depends on the context and the consequences and the risk involved. You know, a lot of behavioral psychologists have pointed out and reinforced for campus leaders that we have to be realistic about our expectations for the ability and willingness of 18 to 22 year olds to modify behavior according to the standards that we set for them. And so this is why I think it's going to be a continuous practice, particularly here in the early part of the semester, as students are getting used to new rules and regulations. Some of the students that I talked with today, all wearing masks, said they're delighted to be back. They like being here. It's strange and different, and so that's, I think, a part of the dynamic that we have to be managing.
All registered students, whether living on campus or not, are required to agree to new code of conduct regulations in their student handbook. That agreement includes an update to the regulation addressing noncompliance with an official request, which has been expanded to include expectations of behavior to ensure public health. Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan joined Christian and Malatris Sunday. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.